Welcome to Engaging the Community, our monthly program with Missouri State University President Cliff Smart. I'm Jennifer Moore, and welcome back to the studio, Cliff.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Today we're talking about a staple in the Ozarks arts scene, and that is tent theater. Summer is upon us once again, which means the tent is up and the actors have even launched into their first production. I'd like for you to give me a little bit of a background of tent theater and just to kind of summarize for those who may not be familiar with it, what it is exactly.
Yeah, it's really one of the signature programs where we're engaged in the community here in the arts field, beginning year 56 this year, where three plays, usually musicals, are presented under the tent every summer to sold out audiences. We seat about 400 under the tent. You know, you provide the picnic dinner if you want beforehand, and you come with your friends and neighbors and families and just enjoy that experience. And, you know, you think back on the people like John Goodman and Kathleen Turner's and others that have started their careers through this, that's continued through the years with lesser known folks that are now on Broadway and other places. And then the other thing I would say is about 10 years ago, we converted Tent from an all college actor base to an Actors Equity Theater. And while some of the big roles are now not played by college students, the experience of our college students and college students all across the country in musical theater programs to get to work with professional actors is a game-changing kind of career-developing thing. And so it's really fun, and we've been going a long time.
Tell us what we've got in the lineup for this summer under the tent.
So, you know, historically, over the last probably 15 to 20 years, they've done two musicals and a comedy. This year, they're all musicals. I think our fans, by and large, like those the best. And so you've got Crybaby, the musical, is first out and started last week, and I'll be seeing that on Tuesday with a group of about 10 or 12 of us from the neighborhood that go together. And then we roll into Peter the Star Catcher, which is a prequel to the Peter Pan story. And then The Drowsy Chaperone, which was recently on Broadway and probably is the big musical attraction for the year.
So in this program, as the title aptly suggests, Engaging the Community, we like to talk about the university's role in the wider community. And the arts and the programming that the university provides is just one way that it interacts with the community, including on an economic level. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so you know, the university is a huge driver of bringing in concerts, both at the hall and at JQH Arena. We have our Broadway series that just wrapped up this year. There are convocation speakers and other kind of high-profile events. All our sporting teams, you know, from baseball to football to basketball and volleyball, et cetera. And all those things are, you know, connect the university to the community. I'll give you an example, though, of the economic impact. We just finished up a two-week run of Phantom, and people paid the university, and this is not counting hotels and going to other attractions and going out to eat, et cetera. People paid $1.8 million to see Phantom, to buy drinks while they're at Phantom, to pay for parking while they're at Phantom. And so that money is, you know, rotates through the community multiple times. And so the arts and the university connected to the arts is a big driver of our economy in Southwest Missouri and in Springfield.
I've been talking with Cliff Smart, president of Missouri State University, here on Engaging the Community. Thanks so much for coming back in.
Thanks, Jennifer.